met Darren probably about 3 years ago. I was training for a bodybuilding show in prep and was having some hip pain. And of course, being at the gym, they referred me to come and see him to get fixed. So, you know, he was working and immediately, which I literally got total respect for Darren right then, because he said, what are you doing? You are too lean. You're burning muscle. You need to go to the health food store or the vitamin store and get, he gave me a list of three or four different things to get. I listened, I went straight down and got them. And from that point on, we just kept communicating in the gym back and forth. And he knew I was a nurse practitioner and said, you know, maybe we should work together at some point. Then I was in pharmaceuticals. I was working pretty heavily every day of the week, all over the state, driving. And, you know, we intermittently talked back and forth. We talked about getting started a little bit. He'd already approached me about doing some protocols for hormone replacement and so forth. And then just all of a sudden, out of the blue, my pharmaceutical company just decided to let me go. So I gave him a call and said, hey, listen, you know, I'm free. I have no job now. And he said, that's crazy. I just left my practice. He said, you know, I sold his practice 2 years prior, had worked for them for a total of 2 years and had just finished that term up. And it just came together at the right time within 2 weeks time of each other. And we just felt like it was a God thing. We just felt like it was meant to be. And from that day forward, we started hitting the road running and we haven't stopped since.
You know, I've been in practice, well, almost 28 years now. So it's been a long time. But, you know, my background's been in a multidisciplinary practice that I own, that I had two or three medical doctors, DOs, PTs, everybody, massage therapists, other chiropractors employed. I love that practice. Busy, crazy. I had to wear so many hats. I didn't really get to enjoy the actual practice of seeing patients that much because it was just so busy doing everything else. And so when FSPT approached me about buying out the practice, it was really a godsend. It was perfect timing. And then 2 years after, like Lori said, I had a contract with them. After that contract was up, I was kind of done because it really wasn't what I was wanting to do. Ideally, I love the functional medicine. I love health optimization, especially in a PT practice. It wasn't something that I could pursue at all like I was in the multidisciplinary practice. So it was perfect timing. I stepped back and said, listen, this isn't really where I want to go with the rest of my career. They were cool with it. So I left there, no compete clause. I could open up right down the street, which pretty much is what Lori and I have done. And, you know, I called Lori and said, hey, listen, where are we at? You know, what's it looking like for you? And it was really a God thing at that point, because she's like, well, you won't believe this, but I'm free now too. You know, I've left my position. I'm not there with pharmaceuticals anymore. We got our heads together and just started brainstorming. And then, you know, here we are over a year later with Ascend Elite Health doing unbelievably well. And then trying to figure out more ways we can reach out and help more people in a broader expanse of, you know, of our knowledge base and what we can do to help the people out there. Because just so many suffering with the hormone issues that we're dealing with absolute lack of health and energy and the things that we're treating. So it's just been a perfect time to come together for the both of us.
My background involves, since 1985, I've been a nurse, further my education to become a nurse practitioner, and graduated in 2010 with that. Most of my career has been in critical care, cardiology. That's been my mainstay. As a matter of fact, it was 5 years ago that I went into pharmaceuticals because I was tired of working so many hours, being on for 14 and off two every month, you know, all 4 days a month, basically, and being on call all the time. So I got a little tired of that, went into cardiology realm of our pharmaceuticals, and enjoyed that, but it just wasn't clinical practice. And I was kind of, it was just like a miracle whenever it happened that I ended up not having a job anymore, because I was so burnt out and tired of that rat race, and also selling medication to people when I knew there were other alternatives. Let's just put it that way. So it's just been a blessing to be in this practice and to see people feeling better. There's nothing better than that. It's to actually uncover things that people have been complaining about for 3 to 4 years and they've been told they're normal. And then when we dissect that patient and look deep into the cellular level and we're able to actually fix them from the inside out, there's nothing more rewarding. That's all I can say.
Yeah, and it's really been a perfect blend of backgrounds where, you know, Lori's got the strong cardiology background and then I've got the strong for, you know, last 15 years, the functional medicine aspect of it and the performance side and health optimization. So the two of us have merged very well together in the fact that we've got kind of like our own thing that we're really good at. And then, you know, so we can put that into practice and our patients just benefit from it. and we've learned a lot from each other. So, I mean, that's been the big thing. And so it's just been a pure benefit for the patients all the way around with us coming together with our different backgrounds. You know, these patients coming in that we're seeing, they don't really have anywhere else to go. So we're hitting a niche that, you know, people are suffering, and there's a massive amount of these people that are out there with thyroid dysfunction, hormonal imbalances that doctors just don't want to touch. They don't feel good. They know that there's so much more to life. They know that there's so much more that they could be doing, but they just can't because of how bad they feel. And so for me, that was the big thing. I mean, you can jump into a patient's life like this, work with them, and relatively quickly, within 4 to 6 weeks, have a massive impact on their outlook on life, their ability to thrive in life, their enjoyment in life. Like, you can, a complete turnaround in a very quick period of time. And so, you know, that was a lot of it for me, was just seeing so many patients over the years coming in, and I mean, absolutely just suffering, fatigue, doctors not listening, you know, being told, oh, it's just normal, it's part of the aging process, you know, and it's a lot of stuff that patients are just getting fed a lot of line of BS because doctors don't want to jump in and get down and dirty and do the work and take the time to do what it, you know, to do what it takes to get these patients better. And so for me, that was the big thing, was just seeing so many of these patients, both men and women. And I mean, we've got patients, I've seen patients 18, 19 years old to 80 years old saying, I know I could feel better. And there's no one out there to help them. And that was the main driving factor for me, because just over the period of years I've been in practice, that's one of those things that's just always hit me that, you know, there's so many things that could be done for these people and no one's doing it, right? And so that was the big issue for me. And so it's a major blessing because, you know, you get to see a massive impact in someone's life within sometimes 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. I mean, complete turnaround and outlook, everything about their life is completely different for them. And so it's unbelievably gratifying. But then it's nice, too, to be in that process where, you know, I was in a PT DC background. Sometimes we'd see patients for 15, 18, 20 weeks with little improvement, post-car accidents, some of these things. You know, so it's nice to be in a different setting where you've got patients that want to get better, that they're going to do everything that you tell them to do, that they're, you know, very motivated to feel better because they know there's something more. And you can do it relatively quickly and see results pretty quickly and have these positive affects on patients in a timeful manner. It's huge. It's very gratifying. I love every day I go to work. And so that's been the big difference for me. It's just, I mean, it's just so enjoyable to come to work knowing that more than likely every day I'm going to be able to help somebody very quickly. And so that's been the big part for me.
On the clinical side, I can speak from that side. You know, I came from primary care initially my first year of practice as a nurse practitioner. And, you know, I found it, I wanted to spend the time like we spend with these patients now during my visit, but it was so limited. I only had a specific amount of time, a 15-minute window for a follow-up, and a 30-minute sometime for a new patient. And I get those patients like we get. They come in and they have labs drawn. They've got like 5 or 6 different things that we need to approach, I mean, like as soon as possible. And when you're in a primary care setting, like the typical physician or provider, you have a small window of time. So all you have to do, you only have time to really address one of those things, and you have to bring them back another day to do another one and another day to bring it up. And that was frustrating for me because I wanted to delve into that patient completely. And that's something that this practice has given me the advantage of doing, because we, even yesterday, we try a 30-minute follow-up, and sometimes that's just not enough. So we have to leave a 15-minute window after that so we can make sure we give that patient time to actually hear what we're saying, repeat it several times, give them all the information, because we want them to feel better so quickly. It's been a big change for me, you know, in that clinical setting. It's just, I had the sickest of the sick when I was in cardiology, and I get some of those now, I find and send on, but you know, they come to the wellness clinic, not only because they've just not been listened to, but they just know something is wrong and no one's listening and they want help. And I'm just so amazed at the patients we get in there and the things that are going on with them that have not been recognized. So it's just a rewarding position to be there and be able to help and guide these people through it and to feel better.
I'd say that we see on a consistent basis across the board is patients coming in and saying that they're not just tired, but absolute like true fatigue. It's different than, hey, I've worked all day, I'm a little tired. I mean, where they can barely function because of their fatigue. And that's affecting everything. It's affecting their ability to interact with their kids. It's affecting their ability to you know, go to work and perform at a high level at work. It's affecting their relationship with their spouse. So all the way around, fatigue is a big issue that we see with these patients, whether it be a hormonal imbalance based on, you know, the thyroid, whether it be hormonal balance based on adrenals, whether it be a hormonal balance based on androgenic hormones like progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, whatever. Fatigue is definitely one of the big ones. The other thing that we really see is patients that just have that inability to thrive, like they just don't feel good. And so, you know, but they can't really put a specific finger on why they don't feel good. They know that they just don't feel as good as they could, right? That they don't have a great outlook on life, that, you know, they just kind of what I would call that failure to thrive. Like, you know, they don't really get up and look forward to the day, those types of things. And that ties a lot in with fatigue. But then, you know, then we get a lot of the issues where, you know, it's just that they just, you know, hot, cold sweats at night. You know, we have patients that come in, that's their main complaint. I can't sleep because I'm sweating like crazy at night, or, you know, things that we get with intimacy issues, with libido, with things, you know, around that type of stuff, with relationships with their spouse, whatever. We get a lot of that as well. So, I mean, the patients we get in are extremely varied. I can't say that we've got one specific type of patient that we see on a regular basis, but I would say that probably the most significant complaint that we see all the time is like true fatigue. And the problem is these people are getting blown off by their doctors saying, you know, you're busy, you're 40 plus, you're 30 plus, you've got three kids, you know, or you're postmenopausal. It's normal. It's not normal. You know, that kind of fatigue is not normal. We were meant to thrive and be able to carry out, you know, what is the plan for our lives, right? And to do it well and to go out and really accomplish a lot of things. And when you have that kind of fatigue, you're not being good at anything. You're not being a good parent. You're not being a good spouse. You're not being a good, you know, coworker. And these people know it, and they feel really bad about themselves too. A lot of them have depression, those types of issues because of things that, you know, that we're dealing with and talking about. So I think I would say that that's probably the main crux a lot. And what's your opinion on it, Lori, as far as what do you think that, you know, the main issues we see?
I think you're right. And a lot of times that I think probably 99% of the patients, that's the first thing that comes out of their mouth. I'm just so tired. I've been tired for so long. We've had one patient last week to say, if I was asked what I wanted to do right now and I could take advantage of that moment, I would tell you I wanted to take a nap. And that would be my number one choice. And that is terrible. That just
broke my
soul.
It's that way every day. Right. Every day she has that to deal with.
And that just absolutely just broke my heart because this woman's young. I mean, she's got children. You know, just to be able to have the energy to play with your kids. I mean, you know, and I think that being said, fatigue can be the root of so many things. You know, that's the main root of so many complaints. And that's why it's just thrown off. It's just, oh, you're just tired. It's just normal. Well, you know, it's just not normal to be that tired. And I think that that's brushed off so often. Yeah. And like you said, a lot of them are having hormonal shifts. As a woman myself, and I am a nurse practitioner, but I do see a provider. I do go to the doctor. I do follow-ups. I do maintenance of my health. I want to be well. But I was never checked for my hormones until I asked for it. You know, and it's just one of those things where people, they don't know to ask for that. That's the provider's place to say, okay, you're tired. Let's see, you're in your 30s. Are you having good periods? Are you having normal periods? They don't ask these personal questions. How is your libido? How are you feeling? How's your sexual life? You know, and those are things that people are embarrassed about. Unless a provider actually opens that door, opens that book for that client, they're never going to open up with that. That's embarrassing to them. So you have to open up that. We do that every day. And patients go, well, I don't want to talk about that. No, that's what we're here to talk about. Nothing's going to embarrass us. We don't want to embarrass you, but please open up and tell us what you're feeling, how things are going. This is important in your relationship with your husband, your wife. It's critical to have that closeness with them to, you know, so I think it's just, and once we open that door, the flood comes out. It's opening the floodgates and they're able to express all that. And we go from there and get them worked up. But I think Darren's right. Fatigue and, you know, being intolerant to cold, that's a lot of thyroid issues. You know, we have that and people have just been told, oh, you're just getting older. Again, you're getting older. It's normal. But, I'm in agreement. That's pretty much what we see. It says you can't really nail or pinpoint exactly every symptom, but fatigue, I'd say, would be probably the number one we hear initially. basically, what we want, and like I mentioned already, we want that patient or client to feel comfortable when they come in. Darren and I are very laid back. You know, we try to fit in with whatever person comes in. We are what we are. We're just very forward and honest about our own life experiences. And that's something that you're told in medicine not to discuss with clients. Don't talk about yourself. we both found that sharing experiences with my health or his health or someone we've treated in our own family, we've come to find that it makes that client more comfortable and they open up more about things. We're very casual laid back. Like I said, we sit down, we start talking about the patient immediately. Start telling us about yourself. Tell us everything about yourself. We go through what they do as a job, their family, what they like to do outside of work. We just kind of get that relationship established initially. Then we go into their, just their history, look at their family history. That's my portion. You know, I'm looking at all that as being the nurse practitioner. And we go through, then I do a physical exam, complete physical exam. And we talk about their supplements. It's just, we go through their entire medical history. But I think initially the main point for me is to make that client feel comfortable with us and knowing that they're being listened to. And from that point onward, they'll understand that we're really there to take care of everything that's bothering them. And we're going to dig deep enough to find it and we're going to take care of it.
Yeah, I think the one thing that we hear very consistently from patients overall is they've never had a physician or two physicians spend the kind of time with them that we have. You know, and actually listen to say, okay, Lizzie, what's really going on in your life? Because, you know, we don't pigeonhole. Someone comes in and says, oh, I'm really tired. I just don't feel good. We don't immediately go, oh, well, that's a thyroid problem, right? Because it can be so multifactorial that it takes time to get to know these people, like what's going on in their life? What's their stressors? Like, you know, it's such a deep problem, right? And a lot of times something you might think it might be, it's completely something else. But we hear that over and over again from our patients is they've literally never had a doctor sit down, listen to them, pay attention to them, and spend the time with them to figure out what's really going on in their life to cause the problem that they're here, you know, to complain about and to try to have us fix for them. And so that's the big issue. I mean, it's just Lori and I in the office. We don't have a big staff. I mean, when they come in, they're dealing with us from the time they sit down, from the time till the time they leave. And so they just don't get that kind of patient experience anywhere else. And so I think that sets us far apart in regards to the quality of care that we can provide, because it's just us, right? There's not really much to lose in translation from the number of physicians that are in the practice to, you know, staff to this and that, people handling so many different things. It's pretty much one-on-one care, and it's one-on-one care that's devoted to them at that point in time, right? And so that makes the biggest difference in our practice. So when a patient comes in, they spend the entire time that they're here, whether it's for initial follow-up, hour, 10 minutes, hour, 15 minutes, you know, initial visit, or a secondary follow-up. It might be 30, 45 minutes that they're just with Lori or I, and sometimes with both of us. And that makes a massive difference. And so, you know, when they come in, they get that personalized care, they get the one-on-one physical exam, they get one-on-one discussion about their diet, their life, everything that's going on, and leading to a culmination of to why they're here. And so that's the first part of every visit, is learning, okay, what's going on with this person and really figuring out what's going on in their life that's led them to be where they are with us right now. And so that, you know, that's an integral part of our visit, is that discussion and then leading them to being more comfortable and saying, oh, you know what, I haven't really talked to anybody else about this, but yeah, this is an issue, or, you know, those types of things. And that's a big part of our initial, you know, consult with these patients coming in, aside from the, you know, the background, the full medical history, aside from whatever medications they've been on, whatever lab work they've had, whatever testing, we review all of that. And that's why it takes so long for that first visit, because we really look at these people in a very much of an in-depth type of look with them. And then, you know, really deep dive into their previous history to see why they're where they are now. I think that every patient's different. And I think Lori, you know, that we approach every patient as an individual. And so, you know, once we get their history, we figure out what's kind of going on. The big thing is blood work, right? We go very in depth in blood work and labs and diagnostics, much more so than the traditional medical doctor, family doctor that they've been going and seeing. I mean, time and time again, we hear, man, I've never had that much blood taken, or I handed the lab technician the order and they're like, wow, that's a lot of blood, right? We hear that, but that's because of how in depth we go with it. And that's so we can actually make a really comprehensive treatment plan protocol for these patients, right? They're not just coming in so we can give them drugs, right? They're coming in so we can optimize their health, right? So that's looking at everything. That's looking at their diet, their exercise. That's looking at their body fat, their overall level of health, right? Their stress level. That's looking at their hormonal balances, all of those things together. And so we put all that together, but it starts with the strong foundation of diagnostics and blood work. And we do a lot of that, and we do a lot of specialized diagnostic and a lot of specialized blood work as well to get us even more in depth of a picture of what's going on with this person's health. So then that leads to really accurate, like, treatment protocols, you know, that we've got set up, and it's going to be completely individualized. I don't think anybody, we don't have a protocol for a specific type. Hey, this is a thyroid patient. This is what they get, because we just don't operate that way. Like I said, we don't pigeonhole. Someone comes in and says, I've been on thyroid medication forever. I want you to manage it. We're going to say, okay, well, wait a minute. Why have you been on thyroid medication forever? What else is going on? Like, do you feel 100%? Like, do you feel, would you say that you're at a level of an elite health? They're almost always saying no, right? So the thyroid isn't just the issue. And so the blood work and the diagnostics that we do and the time that we spend with them is what makes the big difference in coming up with accurate treatment protocols and then looking at an all-encompassing picture. Again, modifying diet, modifying exercise, right? Encouraging, you know, healthy lifestyle choices, those types of things, as well as supplements, therapeutics, the types of things that we work with them. So that makes kind of like the picture isn't like a single, there is no cookie cutter approach with us whatsoever. And so, you know, Lori fits in with that with me. We fit together so well with that because there's times we'll sit there and go, man, I'm kind of, what's going on with this patient? And we bounce things off of each other. And all of a sudden we've got this, wow, you know, almost epiphany going, okay, I think this is what it is. And it's like, wow, we wouldn't have thought of that without that. And so, you know, that's the great thing about how we work together, the diagnostics that we do leading to the treatment protocols and plans that we have, which have been extremely effective, as can be evidenced by, you know, all the reviews that we're getting put out now. So